Watch out, world. There's a new superhero in town and this cold-blooded vigilante isn't afraid to get her hands bloody on the stage. Nakia Louie's new blaxploitation comedy, Blackie Blackie Brown, Traditional Owner of Death, sees mild-mannered archaeologist Dr. Jacqueline Black uncover the skull of her great-great-grandmother, who bestows her with the strength to smelt the descendants of the men who massacred her ancestors. Playing the role of this badass vigilante is Gamilaroi woman Megan Wilding, and she joins us now. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
How exciting.
I'm pretty stoked.
You're smelting people.
Yeah, yeah. And she doesn't stop. She goes for a very long time. But it's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you come to this role?
I auditioned for it. Mm. And then I pursued it. I was like, please, please. Like, I think nearly every 2 days I was like emailing my agent, just be like, hey, has it been cast yet? Because as soon as I read it, I was like, this is the role. Mm. This is what I want.
Yeah,
because it's so amazing. It's an Aboriginal superhero and she's a woman.
Mm.
Like, all of it I needed.
Yeah.
And thank the stars I got it. Yeah, it was a chase. And then she won the race.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. So who is Jacqueline Black, though?
Jacqueline Black, as you said, she's a mild-mannered archaeologist. She's obsessed. She's like, you know, she's that, like, nerdy little gal with her glasses, and she's desperately searching for something.
Mm.
And later on she finds out it's, you know, it's her Aboriginality. But she's dorky, she's cute, she's really, like, low status, and then she becomes a badass.
Mm.
Like, you just, like, it comes out of her and she's so surprised by it.
Yeah.
Because she's never tapped into it. And there's, like, hints of it, mm, but she's so scared of it.
Right.
Which is really nice to kind of explore.
Yeah.
Is owning that power, because sometimes we get really scared by speaking out.
Yeah.
And not wanting to look unfeminine.
Mm.
And Blackie Blackie Brown is just everything. So
how extreme is the transformation into Blackie Blackie Brown?
Oh, it's crazy. There's a wig change.
Oh, do love a good wig change.
Oh, me too. it's crazy. It's, she's so meek and mild, and then she gets turned into this superhero badass in, like, a couple of scenes. And it's so fun to go from, like, to, like, rah. It's crazy. Mm. And she's fantastic.
You are playing with Ash Flanders.
Mm-hmm.
How is it just having just you two on stage?
It's amazing. He is phenomenal and so fun and so talented. It's crazy, just the two of us. But he plays such an array of characters,
mm,
that it's not just the two of us. Like, he comes on in a different scene and I'm like, who is this person? But it's really good to kind of have each other,
yeah,
through this process. It's been really nice to have just us in the room, and, like, the animation, which is crazy as well. So it seems like there's more people in the room than there actually is. But yeah, it's been really, really fun, and he's so supportive of this piece of work, which is really, really nice to have. Yeah,
because he's played getting killed a lot, right?
Yeah, I kill him a lot. Oh, sorry, Jacqueline Black, Blackie Blackie Brown kills him a lot. I don't. I've never hurt Ash. Yeah, he gets killed a lot, and it's very surprising. And each one is so fresh. But it's great. It's so, so fun just taking it out on Ash Flanders. Sorry, Ash.
I'm sure he'll forgive you.
But,
you know, they've already, even though the show hasn't opened yet, there's already been some criticism of killing white people. This ain't reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to those naysayers?
I say come see the show first.
Mm.
Because everything you're going on about is answered right in it.
Mm.
And that's all I really have to say, because you know nothing about it just yet. So
yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, her mission statement is quite something.
Yeah.
kill all the descendants of the men who massacred her ancestors. Mm-hmm. White people, watch out. This isn't about forgiveness and it's not about reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's a very strong mission statement.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a very strong pace. And people are going to be shifting in their seats, but that's why we go and see art.
Yeah. It's also, you know, it's also described as a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
How funny, like, you know, when people think, oh, sounds a bit violent.
Yeah.
But how funny does it get within all
it
the
gets
violence?
So funny. Like tears in my eyes funny. I've been told by the costume department who are next door to our rehearsal room that they can hear me cackling. It's so funny. But it treads that kind of a fine line between kind of horror and silence into just laugh out loud. Which is really, really cool because it is that blaxploitation stuff where, you know, they come out with like a quip or something and you're like, yes, but then you're like, oh my God, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Which I think Nakia does wonderfully in Blackie Blackie Brown. Mm. Yeah.
And how is it with the animations in the background? How does it kind of bring that high octane energy into it?
It's crazy. It's so cool. I feel like Beyonce in that performance at like, what was it, the VMAs with the animation behind her?
Right.
It has made me step up and it's so precise. Like if you miss a beat, it kind of falls apart. So it's so like stand here, do this, because we interact with the animation as well.
Right.
Which is just nothing I ever thought would happen in my career on stage is acting with animation. But it takes it to that new level. Like there's explosions, there's a car chase, and it's so wild and it's so fast because of this animation. And seeing, when I saw Ash interacting with it, I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like got goosebumps. It's everything I want to see and everything I want to be a part of. And I'm very grateful that I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, with superheroes comes the costume.
Ah, yes. Yes, it's amazing.
What is it like? What is it like? Is it a leotard? What is it?
It's corsets. It's, yeah, corsets. Two corsets. And it's got some pleather. It's got some mesh. It's got a really amazing wig. And it's so cool. Like, it's streetwear meets superhero. So she just looks like a girl that could go out on the streets, do some B-girl moves, but also kick your ass, which is phenomenal. Like, so fun.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you've got the cool costume.
Mm-hmm.
What about the powers? Can we discuss the powers?
She becomes a really badass fighter really quickly. Like, which reflects, like, our first day of rehearsals was read the play, then fight choreography. And she's got, like, a razor boomerang. she's got a really epic punch. And then at the end, I don't want to spoil it, but it's pretty crazy. Like, she's got the power of her grandmother, which I think pushes the really awesome fight scenes.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think she's a fighter. Like, she doesn't have, like, laser beams or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to cross her because you never know where she's going to pop up.
That's fair enough. I mean, we've seen Clever Man come on the screen, now this on the stage. Is this like a new dawn, like a new age of Indigenous superheroes?
Yeah, which is so great because as a child growing up, I would have loved to have seen this, to have seen an Aboriginal woman portray such a badass. And I think these are the steps that we're taking. Is like, yes, it's really good to acknowledge our history and pay respect to it, but it's always good to take steps into creating something new and creating a new world for our people to live in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to see it. So excited to see some badass ladies on the stage.
Yes.
Meg, thank you so much for joining us here today.
No, thank you for having me.